Mr. President, Excellency Ambassador Paul Baker's Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I deliver on behalf of LDC's groups and associate ourselves with this statement delivered by Peru on behalf of G77 and China. The entire deliberations and sessions have been overarching and informative. The discussions have yet again underlined the looming challenges and inherent opportunities present today. The new normal, characterized with inadequacy, discontent, and low growth, has impeded this progress path towards the achievement of sustainable development. Simultaneously, the new developments, including but not limited to the digital advancement, the new developments in collective urge for action towards safer future, green transition, and new trade possibilities have shed light on the available opportunities to narrow down inequalities and address the obstacles of sustainable development. But the bright side need to be manifested with intentions and actions. Actions must be dedicated to reform the global governance system with collaborative approach. Productivity, connectivity, and equitable benefit sharing need to be the goals of the development strategies. As like a human body can be healthy only when the blood is circulated in all parts of the body, human society can be sustainable only when the benefits of the development could be shared to all the humans of the world. This is the time when strong and inclusive multilateralism is necessary more than ever. Mr. President, we concur with the fact that development is not mere metrics in terms of economic indicators, but rather encompasses the qualitative enhancement in people's life. We reiterate that the poorest and most vulnerable countries need to be focused in terms of trade and development. The LDCs, LLDCs, and CIDs do have greater vulnerabilities, both economically and environmentally. While saying this, we don't undermine the challenges faced by all the developing countries, like those faced by those in Latin American and Caribbean, as discussed today in the morning sessions. We believe new avenues of cooperation in addition to existing ones can largely ameliorate these challenges. Mr. President, we also concur with the policy recommendations present in the LDC Report 2024. It suggests that building institutional capacity and being clear on the implications of carbon trade in their NDCs is very important for the LDCs. With the evidence that only a fraction of LDCs is taking some advantages from the carbon market, it is warranted that all the LDCs be supported for effective participation in the carbon market mechanism based on their national specificities. We thank all the regional coordinators, delegates, and secretariat members who participated in the informal consultations on the draft agreed conclusions of the LDC report. The discussion was cordial, and we were able to reach consensus. Among others, we agreed on the need to have transparent, equitable, effective, stable, and ethical carbon market, and we hope the current discussions on the framework under the Article 6 of the Paris Agreement would fructify these aspirations. To conclude, Mr. President, we welcome the reports and documents presented in the sessions and request the Secretariat to continue their analytical work to support countries pursue evidence-based and action-oriented development policies. We also endorse the a proposal by Peru on behalf of G77 to have a special TDP session to discuss on the African report. And finally, we thank Mr. President, Madam Vice President, the interpreters, and all who participated here to make this program a success. Thank you very much.